Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A growing number of Republicans in Congress want to make big changes to who gets counted in a special set of census numbers. Those census counts shape the country's election maps. Their proposal is to exclude residents who are not U.S. citizens, and that would alter the number of seats each state gets in the House. The 14th Amendment says those census counts must include, quote, the whole number of persons in each state. The proposals come as the GOP has made immigration a key issue this election year. NPR Washington Desk correspondent Hansi Lo Wang joins us now to talk about this. And Hansi, who exactly do these Republican lawmakers want to leave out of the census numbers that contribute to how congressional seats are apportioned?
Well, some are calling to leave out unauthorized immigrants living in the U.S., specifically from what are known as the census apportionment counts. And if that sounds familiar, it's because former President Donald Trump called for the same thing 4 years ago during the 2020 census. That's when Trump officials were boosting what has been a more than 40-year campaign by immigration hardliners to exclude unauthorized immigrants from apportionment counts. What's new, though, is that some Republicans in this Congress are proposing to broaden the excluded group to cover all non-U.S. citizens. So they're talking about not just unauthorized immigrants, but also green card holders and visa holders living in the country.
So how exactly would that work? Because do we even know the precise number of non-citizens living in the country?
We don't have a precise number. We have estimates that the Census Bureau produces of U.S. citizens and non-citizens, but those estimates can't be used to change the census apportionment counts. That requires adding a question to the census form that asks about a person's U.S. citizenship status and or immigration status. And the Trump administration tried and failed to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census forms. And out of that legal battle and controversy, we learned from a Census Bureau study that adding a citizenship question really puts the accuracy of census results at risk. Research suggests it not only produces inaccurate citizenship data, but also discourages households with Latino and Asian American residents from getting counted. So that is a major obstacle facing these proposals by Republican lawmakers.
I see. And tell us a little bit more about these proposals. Just how many of them are there? How many have been made in the current Congress?
I've counted at least a dozen proposals. There have been amendments to funding bills and funding packages. There have been bills. And by the way, one of those bills is on track for a House vote as early as next week. And there is one proposal out of the 12 to change the Constitution's requirements for who should be counted in the apportionment counts.
And of course, this is a big focus for congressional Republicans. We know, for example, why polling suggests that voters are concerned with immigration in the U.S. southern border. But what kinds of pushback, either constitutional or political, do these proposals face?
Well, as you noted earlier, Anthony, there's a major constitutional question facing these proposals because the 14th Amendment says the census apportionment counts must include the, quote, whole number of persons in each state. And of course, all of these proposals are being made in a divided Congress. So the chances of them becoming law are basically zero. But they are reviving this decades-long campaign to exclude U.S. residents who are non-citizens from the apportionment counts. And we are in an election year with Republicans making immigration a top campaign issue right now.
Right. And do we know which states would lose or gain seats if non-citizens were excluded from these counts?
It's really hard to say. I talked to Jeff Bissell, a demographer at the Pew Research Center, and Bissell's tried to estimate what would happen if all non-citizens were excluded. And, you know, the formula that's used to redistribute House seats can be very sensitive to small changes in a state's population. And it's hard to say what immigration laws and immigration patterns in the U.S. will look like during the 2030 census.
Interesting story. That's NPR Washington Desk correspondent Hansi Lo Wang. Hansi, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.